Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Good evening, folks. Good afternoon, better yet. Here's the intro song I wanted to play. So, listen to our first song.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good to have you folks out this afternoon. This is Gary Wimmer from Austin, Texas, and you are listening to Psychics Gone Wild. Wanted to welcome you out today. For those of y'all who might be tuning in, our guest call number is 773-897-6461. That's 773-897-6461. Be sure and give us a call and press 1 to get in the meeting room here, the booth, so I will see you on the studio. My name is Gary Wimmer. I've been doing readings since 1972 using lithomancy, basic cards, and other methods. And before I go any further talking about myself, I wanted to introduce to you folks my co-host. This is Jan Drake Bakke, and let me get you on here, Jan. Can you hear me, Jan?
I sure can. Thank you, Gary. Nice
you
to
too, girl.
See you again.
Well, tell us about yourself. Tell us what you do. Tell us your specialty.
Okay. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I have been a performer most of my life, dancing and gymnastics. And I started getting more involved in the psychic spiritual realm about 10, 15 years ago, and just in the last few years since my family have passed, it's gotten a little more for me, and so I've been concentrating on it more and studying, and I met Jethro Smith, my teacher, one day after my brother died, and just really connected with him, and I know that God put us together, and he asked me to join his group, and I've been there ever since, and that's how I've met Gary, and I'm blessed to be on the airways today to share it with him on Psychics Gone Wild. And so what I've been doing mostly are the animal totems, and that's been from mostly doing meditation that Jethro has shown me. So the animal totems have just been coming through very regularly, and it's amazing how many other people can do this also. I'm finding out a lot of my friends are able to see the animals and are getting messages too, and anyway, that's what I've been doing. And then recently, a friend of mine, we both were trying to figure out some missing persons, and we were just practicing, and we ended up finding some locations and also seeing some of the dead people also in spirit and them giving us messages. So that's another facet that I want to get involved in. I haven't put too much energy into it lately. I didn't know that I could even be involved in that, and that's a miracle. And that's all from this meditation that Jethro has shown me. I mean, it's just been a miracle. So a lot of neat things are going on for me and in this whole thing with the psychic world and spirituality. And for me, spirituality is it's all together. It's not a separated thing. I'm a Christian, and I'm just adding on all of this new stuff. So it's not that new, though, but it's just being brought out more. Anyway, I could go on forever and ever about this, Gary, and I need to stop now. But mostly I just want to try and help people with whatever I can do, and that's what I'm focusing on.
Well, great, Jan, because if the whole world thought in terms of helping people all they could, we'd have a completely different world. I mean, it's certainly got some shortcomings as far as the golden rule department, but we can only do what we can do. I wanted to do two things. First of all, mention a little bit about psychic ability. We don't have too many callers yet, so both 631 and 562 and the others, hold on. We'll be with you in just a moment. Really quickly, I wanted to mention about psychic ability. It is an art. Everybody has different abilities. Psychic ability is not a science. It is an art. It's dealing with people and situations and possibilities and so forth. And everyone is psychic to some degree, but everybody has their own unique perspective, their own unique way of picking information up, interpreting information, and so forth. And just as you said, Jan, we're constantly learning. And we're certainly learning about life. We're learning about psychic ability. We learn about all sorts of things. So if you are interested in psychic ability, remember, folks, it's a constant learning process. You're going to discover something next year that you didn't know this year and so forth. A couple more points real quick. Free will does rule. Bottom line, it does rule. Now, we can know a lot more about our possibilities ahead than we realize, but free will always does rule. How it affects things is it's kind of doesn't fit into a formula. Some things are written in stone. Some things are might happen. Some things may happen. Some things are more likely to happen. It's, like I say, it's not necessarily a science at all. It is indeed an art. The system I use cards. I use natural intuition. And I use a method called lithomancy. And real quick, folks, I'm going to explain this little through this little audio file what lithomancy is and also about a course I'll be teaching. So this will explain it probably better than I can. What is lithomancy? Lithomancy is usually defined as a method of divination that involves gems or stones and is often thought of as reading stones. Many different methods of lithomancy have existed over the ages. This is psychic and author Gary L. Wimmer. I learned lithomancy in 1980 and have been using it for 33 years. The method I use and the method I will be teaching involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, magic, commitment, place, and luck. A piece of leather or lace is used to form a circle about 14 inches in diameter. The inside of the circle represents the current 3-month cycle, the outside represents the longer term, and the circle itself represents the environment. These 16 stones are dropped or tossed into the circle. The reader then visualizes a clock superimposed upon the circle, then reads the stones from the center or the core issues up to the top of the circle, which represents 12 o'clock, then around the circle, going through the hours of the clock, each hour representing 1 week. To learn more about this fascinating and revealing methodology, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Click on the link, A Course in Lithomancy, on the left side of the page. All instructions are there. Join us for this unique and interesting course. Thank you for your time. So that little audio basically explains what lithomancy is. I use 16 stones, and when I do readings over the phone, as I will be doing this evening, or this afternoon, I charge the stones in my hand and ask the caller, once they feel nice and warm, I tell the caller and ask that person to say drop whenever they feel it's appropriate. And I basically drop the stones for them and, like I said, read them like a clock. Now, we're going to go to our first caller here tonight. This is Susan. I think I was touching base with you a little earlier, Susan. How are you, girl?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. Would you like a general reading, and then I'll have...
Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah, and then I'll have Jan do some totems on you, because
sure.
She brings out a certain unique magic with animals and totems and so forth. So, have I ever done a reading for you, Susan?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Was it helpful?
Yes.
Well, good, girl. I hope it worked out. I've tried to read them for myself and get the lottery numbers, and that doesn't work, but... I'm kind of kidding. I've had people ask me many times if I can get the lottery numbers, and no, I haven't been that successful at that yet. I got 1 out of 6. That was getting closer. Anyway, Susan, while I'm joking around, I'm charging these stones in my hand, getting them nice and warm. And in just a moment, they'll feel nice and ready, and all you have to do is say drop. In fact, they're feeling pretty warm now, girl. So
okay, drop.
You're ready to go, girl. You're ready to go. Okay. First thing I wanted to tell you is don't worry about love. I know it's the love stone where it's landed.
Right. That's what I was a little worried about.
Oh, I know. I could feel it right now. It's the first thing I felt was don't worry about love, because you may feel it's not in your life right now, but everything is cyclical.
Well, it is. I'm on a date, and I like somebody.
Well, good, because it looks like with both Jupiter and the Mars stone right at the top, you've, like, reinitiated yourself into this, getting out, opening up fresh opportunities for you. And that's going to do a lot of good for you just in the next couple of days and week, as far as it's inspiring you with confidence and with feelings of being fresh and with feelings of connecting again. Now, there's a lot of changes also that brings in the way you see your situation and your spirituality here in the next week and a half or two. It's going to be very, you're going through a period of really liberating yourself. And that's why I said don't worry about love, because as you go through this first week and into this second week, and you start feeling a lot of power and a lot of fresh hopes and aspirations, and right next to Mars, it certainly indicates this new thing with this man and so forth. As you're going through that in the first week and a half or two, you're going to notice a lot of things psychically and spiritually are starting to become clearer to you. You're going to notice a lot of relief, a lot of fresh changes, a lot of fresh ways of even seeing where you're going in the future. So you're starting to see fresh new hopes, expectations, and so forth. And it's because you are allowing this first week of positivity, expansion, and so forth to play its hand for you, give you a couple aces in your deck. Nobody ever complains about aces in their hands. So as you go through this first and second week here and you start feeling a lot of both freshness and breaking out of like old patterns of thought and so forth, you'll find yourself inadvertently not only healing a lot from the issues you have been dealing with, but also getting into this, feels like by the second and third week, a good feeling about this relationship, a good feeling about relationships, a good feeling about even past relationships. That's going to, it's going along with this healing, and it's helping you, like, feel a whole new system for yourself, a whole new fresh start, a whole new foundation. You're getting a lot of bravery back in your life. You're getting a lot of determination. And as you do that, as you go through this first couple weeks, by the third and fourth week, you're going to look back and go, wow, I kind of needed this uplifting, I guess you could call it a surprise chain of events that you've encountered. But it's really going to liberate you and let you know how you're creating more future spontaneous good events for yourself. So this Pluto's right next to the Lux Stone, pretty close to the center. And so it's showing that you're processing a lot of this past frustration and turning it into fresh patterns, fresh dreams here just in the first couple of weeks. And by the third and fourth week, you're going to look back and realize, wow, I really do feel completely fresh about things. You're going to feel this whole sense of relationships and opportunity and strength and determination. And that's going to affect a lot about how you feel about your place, how you deal with your place, how you feel this new sense of kind of like everything's being cleaned out. From the old to the new, and from the fourth and fifth week on, you continue that process with just a lot of feelings of place, opportunity, new balance, new relationships, freshness, and this healing that you've been going through that's bringing you a lot of luck. So from the 4th and 5th and 6th week on, not only is the healing sort of like complete itself in a lot of ways, this is past things and so forth, it's giving you this incredible amount of strength intuitively, psychically, and spiritually, such that by the 7th and 8th week here, both emotionally, in terms of communication, in terms of decision, in terms of commitments, you've got a completely new sphere of reference, a frame of reference, a completely new, it's almost like you're getting reintroduced into all your best qualities and how to make them work for you. Because from the 9th and 10th week, with the commitment stone and with the life stone, it's pointing back here to Pluto. So it shows how much it's not only liberated you in this three-month period, but the optimism with which you've started this three-month period in the sort of breaking out, ready to break through past patterns and feel new things and visualize new things and feel fresh about yourself. Not only does that work, but it brings you from the 9th to the 10th week here into a place in your life where you gladly be back in tune. You're in tune. You're in harmony. You feel a good sense of commitment, a future possibilities and so forth. And that's when you start feeling love having recreated itself and brought itself back to you in a very like updated way, fresh new feelings and so forth. Now, does that make sense to you in the short and sweet, my dear?
It does.
Yeah.
Do you see anything with my son? What's going on?
He's been through some difficulties or changes, sudden changes, it feels like.
Yeah.
And he's, it feels like he's grasping whatever the situation is. It feels like he's grasping a lot better, and he's going to be learning things through both what worked and what didn't work. It feels like in the same vein, he's getting a new sense of, ready to take more risks. Maybe ready to gamble on himself a little bit better in a very positive way. He feels like a good kid who's restructuring his foundation as well. And I feel like the fact that he's starting to really take responsibility for things that, you can pin the tail on the donkey all you want, but when we recognize there is no complaint department, we basically recharge ourselves or enlighten ourselves with help from the universe. As he goes through that in the next couple of days and week, I feel like he's getting a fresh sense of purpose too. So don't worry too much about him. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you? Did that ring a bell about your son?
Well, he had a little tip, and so he's being like, didn't call me or anything, but he's only 12.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I didn't quite get his age, but it did feel like he was. He's also connected.
Do you think he's ever going to call me?
Yeah. Do I think he's going to call you? Is that what you asked me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Is he with his father right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. I think he's in some sort of, maybe not pressure, but he feels like he wants to, he's kind of torn apart. So he's trying to get this new sense of, like I said, bravery and responsibility. And I didn't know he was 12. I could feel he was young. So you can only expect him to evolve so much and be able to deal with things so much at any particular point in time. And that's why I feel a lot of patience with him is indeed it. Don't worry about it, because that's one of the things you're worrying about love, too. Don't worry about it. Put out good vibes to him. Allow him to think about you. Allow him to, even while he's with his dad, because that makes the connection firmer to him psychically and spiritually.
Yeah, I was hoping he would move back with me one day.
He might do that. I think that will be coming into play, but maybe not immediately. Now I'm going to turn you over to Jan for a minute and see if she has some information on you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Jan, this is Susan, and caller 562. We'll get with you in just a moment. Jan?
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
I got two animals for you pretty strongly, so I'm just going to give them both to you. Usually I do one, but I think it's neat to maybe hear what two might mean. And the first one I saw was the cat, and I don't know if I've ever talked to you before.
I don't think so.
Not only I don't either. I've only had the cat maybe once, I think.
Oh, great.
So anyway, when the cat shows up, it says, this is a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. Honor your sensuality by dancing slowly with graceful and easy movements and enjoying physical intimacy. Listen closely to your intuitive guidance, as it most likely is an ancestor who's one of your spirit guides trying to communicate with you. This is a period of magic and mystery for you, so pay close attention to signs and omens that will guide and direct you. Whatever you've released, relationships, material goods, self-defeating habits, will soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you presently. So when I read that, to me that went along with what Gary was saying, is of you releasing old and moving into the new, basically. And it says that when you're the cat as a power animal is introspective and listen to your internal guidance more than others' advice. You're independent. You are independent, sometimes to the point of doing exactly the opposite of what others expect you or want you to do. So your most creative work is done at night. You move very gracefully and naturally, exuding a mysterious sensuality. And basically, you're resourceful, strong, and fearless. Cat boosts confidence and courage, challenging us to be bold and helping us to land on our feet. Cat encourages independence, creative thought, new adventures, and it can neutralize negative feelings and realign energy fields. So that's really cool. I don't know how you feel about all that. That is the cat that I saw right away when you started to talk, and then more and more, then I saw the cat sort of merge into the wolf. And so you have a wolf totem, too, today. It's funny how we can get a lot of totems that come around us, and they come around us at certain times when we're going through certain things, and they will come and help us. And they're like guides or guardian angels to give us inspiration and to help us go through things. Anyway, the wolf says characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity and deeply trust in your inner knowing, even when you feel misunderstood or misaligned. You are being spiritually and psychically protected at all times. So that's really positive while you're going through this with the relationship and with your son. It's nice to be protected. It really is. So.
Well, that's great.
Anyway, yeah. I think they're two positive animals for you, and it can mean that they're hanging out for you at this time to give you, you know, this help, et cetera. You might notice that if you're around any cats, that they might be hanging out with you more, and or you might see some cat faces somewhere, like at stores, or I don't know. I figure when the totems come in like that, when they come in, you start seeing them more. And so just kind of notice that if you want to.
All right, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, Susan,
right, thank
we're
you.
We're so glad you called in, my dear. Great to hear from you today. And just noticing on the chat room here, Jan, this, you've got a couple comments about the animals. People
uh-huh.
comment that I need to look through the dragonfly and the bee and some other comments here. And to those of you folks who do get in the chat room, I'm a little bit clumsy at it, so I probably won't try to dabble with it too much. I'll go back once in a while and see what's being written and repeat it to you folks. Now, we don't have too many callers today, so we're going to move to 562. And it looks like 562, you probably got both of us for a while until we get some more callers. Who are you, 562?
Hey.
What's your name?
Hi, this is Rondrea.
Andrea?
Rondrea with an R.
Okay, that's an interesting name. R-A-N-D-R-E-A.
No, it's R-O-N-D-R-I-A.
O-N-D-O-I. Okay. Okay, yeah, I'm trying to write it down here, and so I'll remember you. How are you doing today, girl?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Compared to 5 minutes of CNN, which is sort of my always statement, I'm doing great.
Five minutes
of the news, and I realize how blessed I am, you know.
Yeah.
Would you like a general reading over the next couple months, my dear?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. I'm going to do this reading for you, and then I'm going to turn you over to Jan, and she's going to give you some information about the animals, and 678 will be getting to you in just a few moments. Have I ever done a reading for you?
No, you have not. No.
Okay. I can only cover so much in a short reading, so it's kind of general. If you ever want a longer reading, you can find me and Jan on psychicsgonewild.com, or you can just Google GARYWIMMER and you'll find me. But for the short reading, these 16 stones are getting nice and warm, and all you have to do when it feels right is say drop, and I'll drop the stones and tell you what I see.
Draw.
There you go, girl. Well, you've got the Love Stone and Jupiter at the top. Interesting enough, Jupiter and Mars both at the top, just like the past caller, Susan, I believe. So what it feels like you're going through is indeed a fresh expansion about love. And it feels like you're kind of looking back at things, maybe love issues and so forth. And rather than with regret or both family issues and love issues, rather than any regret or so forth, it feels like you're really moving into this next week with a lot of fresh opportunities. Fresh opportunities as far as both business, as far as career, and as far as you, how you look at love and communication here. Just in the next week and a half or two, going to be quite a lot of growth, positivity, fresh expansion, and so forth. And that's going to help you make a lot of decisions into the second and third week. They're going to be not only very empowering for you, but they're going to make a lot of the stress, a lot of the things you have to do, a lot of your responsibilities and so forth, become easier because of the Jupiter right at the top. It's saying you're starting this pretty effective cycle of optimism and expansion and so forth. So as you go through this first week and a half or two, in a way, almost be fearless, because you're getting a lot of fresh plans, fresh ideas, not only about how you want to deal with love issues and relationship issues, but almost to bring you like a, it's almost like you're growing up quick or going to another, getting a postgraduate degree or learning a lot in the next couple weeks that's really going to not only help you get balance, but with Uranus right next to the Sunstone here near the near Venus, it's showing you how to look at relationships, commitments in a completely different light, so you don't feel maybe overwhelmed or confused, but you feel very empowered, powerful, and that sort of thing. And by the third and fourth week here, as you have the magic stone coming in right next to Venus, so a lot of things about love are not only more balanced out now, so are a lot of your plans, a lot of your decisions here in the first and second week, based on growth and expansion, are going to work for you. There's some changes coming in the plan, but it feels like they're good changes. It's almost like they're bringing you surprises that you couldn't plan. So there's a lot of fresh surprises coming in that's going to be very rewarding for you, especially in the third and fourth and fifth week. And by the fifth and sixth week here, you have Neptune right next to Saturn, the Life Stone, the Luck Stone, Pluto and the Play Stone, all sort of lined up between the sixth and the ninth week. So what that in general is telling, it's saying, is first of all, you have a completely fresh view of where you want to go, how you want to get there, what you're going to let go in order to get there, how you're going to allow yourself to be not weighed down by issues of the past, but be inspired by them, learn from them, and move on. And how that's going to affect a lot of plans as far as place and emotions in the future. So from the fourth and fifth week on, you start feeling this real fresh structure back in your life. From the sixth and seventh week, you're really realizing how your creativity, that's basically starting this first week, is allowing you to make a lot of fresh plans and with knowledge. so you don't repeat the same mistakes the same way. We'll always make other mistakes, but you're making up for a lot of almost like lost time in moving yourself forward and feeling very positive and creative about things. Because from the 9th to the 12th week, it feels like not only does love come back into your life in such an empowering way, you feel emotionally on top of the game quite powerfully. And does that make sense to you in a short and sweet, yes. Sweetheart?
Yes.
Yeah, so go with this first week. Jupiter, just like Susan's called, Jupiter's right at the top. When you have the Jupiter at the top, it means this is a time for expansion and creativity and confidence. Don't shortchange yourself while it's happening. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Jan, and she's going to give you some of her what she picks up with her animal readings and totems. Jan?
All right, thanks, Gary. Yeah, thanks. But also, as far as in the chat room, I'm not looking on the chat room because it's hard for me to look at the chat room, but I thank anybody who's there at all, and I'll be so glad to look up the dragonfly and the bee for them after we do a couple of these readings and let them know what that is. But anyway, Ron, Drea, I saw a couple totems for you also, and I don't know what this means, but like I saw the rabbit right away, but it was in like a cartoon character, you know, like "What's up, Doc?" You know, that rabbit. And I don't know why it was coming in, but I saw around that rabbit like Mickey Mouse and a whole bunch of the animals from Walt Disney. But anyway, he was most prevalent, and it was a male rabbit. It wasn't a female rabbit. I don't know if that makes a lot of difference. But I also saw another totem after that. But let me read you what the rabbit says. Creativity, optimism, caution, humility, associated with the moon, the fairy realms, and the rabbit is most active at dawn and dusk, the in-between times. And like in Alice Adventures in Wonderland, it is a white rabbit that Alice follows down under a hole under a tree at the beginning of her great adventure. One of the most common prey of animals, the rabbit has been long associated with fertility and sexuality. If the rabbit is your totem, you are a sensitive and flexible person, ready to change as the situation changes. You may appear to progress in leaps and jumps, but in fact, you are optimizing your creativity and your fertility of mind, heart, and body. Rabbit also helps you attune to the phases of the moon, so you are aware of its influence on yourself and your endeavors, and you plan accordingly. Well organized, you do not announce your moves, but keep your head down so that others cannot take advantage of you. Loving, artistic, and sensitive, you are probably a vegetarian. You also know how important it is to have still and quiet times. When the rabbit shows up in your life, you are faced with new and perhaps worrying situations if you feel blocked. But the rabbit will help you uncover any negative feelings. So meditate to release them, and then you are ready to move quickly. So I don't know if that – does that feel like anything that you might be doing, or does that seem like the rabbit is good for you right now?
Yes, definitely, especially for fertility.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, good. Uh-huh. And so anyway, I think it's just funny that it came in as that cartoon character. But then the cow came in, and it wasn't a cartoon character, and I don't know why. It doesn't really matter, I don't think. It's just interesting how they come in. And the cow says, let's see, we are like the earth, protective and supportive. Our counsel is to remember you are a part of life and connected to us, even if you do not like to see it that way. We sense deeply and know the love that flows through all. We invite you to feel it inside yourself. Our advice to humans is to slow down. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Smell the grassy fields. Settle yourself in shared community. We offer the teaching of patience, of thoroughly digesting experiences before you react. We bring calmness. We accept even those that feel alien to our being. Let's see, the cow is very gentle, sensitive, tranquil, and at ease. Cow sees the goodness of life. However, cow can also sense danger often before other animals. Cow teaches patience and with gentle persistence prompts us to shift potential into possibility. Cow can motivate and encourage when we need to protect and offer a balanced overview of what is needed. Loving and altruistic. Cow shares insight and serenity. So that's basically what the cow is. That's a really cool animal. Wow.
And remember, Vandiya, all of its symbolism. So interpret its symbolism and see how it fits into your psyche, your brain, your time, and your place. And feel very lucky, girl. You got good luck coming back into your life. You really do, right at the top. So be ready for it.
All right. Thank you so much.
You too. You too, girl. Thanks for calling in. Let people know about the show and be sure and get back with us.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, we've got a couple more callers here. One got a little patient, I guess, and left. We've got 678 and 208 on the line. So first we're going to take area code 678. 678, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, what's your name, sweetheart?
Sierra.
I can barely hear you.
Sierra.
Sierra?
Yes.
What a pretty name. Have we ever given you a reading before?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay, Sierra. What would you like, a general reading or have some specific questions? What's on your mind today, sweetheart?
Maybe a love reading.
Okay, well, I know from one thing, being a guy, growing up with six brothers, you ladies are very complex about love. I didn't realize that till I was 40 years old, I swear. I turned 66 the other day, so... Whenever I hear you ladies talk about love, it's like, that seems to be the most important thing to y'all, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I heard a congressman the other day talk about the stand-in, the Congress shutdown, and Piers Morgan was talking to Debbie Wasserman and said, is it the male ego? Is that why we have such a standoff? And Debbie Wasserman said, well, you know, women tend to build consensus. Men tend to want to obliterate the competition. And those 10 words, I was just floored. I thought, boy, that is so sadly the truth. Having said that, my dear, whenever you feel like saying drop, these stones are charged up. They've got your name in them. So whenever you say drop, I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months. And focus on love, okay?
All righty. You can drop it.
There you go. Well, you've got, interesting, you've got the Sun, Venus, and the Life Stone all at the very top. So you are heading into a period where you're going to start feeling not only more confident about relationships, but it feels like you've gone through some sort of changes where in the next couple of days, weeks, and so forth, you're making a commitment to yourself to see your beauty, your power, your balance, your harmony, your femininity, all the things you need to recognize in yourself to make the resonance of love in your psyche, in your mind, make it greater so it comes to you, that sort of thing. So as you go through this first week or so, week and a half to two, see yourself as balanced. See yourself for all the good traits you have, for your femininity, for what you do good, for what you do right. And that helps you not only process some of the difficult times you've been through and sort of heal you as far as a lot of love issues, because we're always going through them. I'm 66 and I still go through them, maybe not quite the way you women do, but we're always having to learn a new way about seeing ourselves and love and so forth. So as you go through this first week and a half to two of feeling this balance and this determination, notice that it's starting to get you more and more aware of what there is to let go of as far as your fears and your doubts. And by the second and into the third week here, you're going to recognize this pretty strongly, where you really need to let go and what it means to let go and what you learn by letting go. So as you let go in the second and third week and recognize what there is, it's starting this completely lucky cycle for yourself about how you see yourself in relationships. It's almost like you've sort of gone through a car wash and come out all shiny and waxed and polished in your psyche, in your brain, in your way of looking at yourself. And that's going to set you up emotionally to where you can not only feel confident and powerful around potential partners, but you have a sense of not only communication, but a sense of wisdom. You're not shaken off course. You're strong. Confident, strong, that sort of thing. And by the 8th and 9th week, that's going to take off quite a lot. And yes, it's going to bring great love back into your life. And it feels like by the 9th and 10th week, not only do you have a lot of good love back in your life, but you have around your place, you feel so much more in balance, so much more in harmony. So take this first week and so forth that is hinting at you to be very powerful and confident with yourself, and allow that to work for you, and you're going to get over your doubts about love, and that's going to help you manifest it and bring it back to you in probably a better shade than it's been for a while. Does that make sense to you, Sierra?
In some senses, yeah. Trying to see how that balances out with me currently being in a relationship.
Well, we're always seeking better balance no matter what's going on in our life.
Right.
So it feels like you're just getting to a better... This is not a difficult balancing out. This is a very positive balancing out with the sun and the life stone and Venus right at the top. So it's very powerful for you. It's not like something that's a burden or a challenge. It's like something that's freeing you up, liberating you, and letting you put your past fears aside so love can continue to grow. Now, we've got about 18 minutes left, so, Jan, if you want to add something to that in about 3 or 4 minutes,
sure.
It's all yours,
okay.
My dear.
Okay. Sierra, I got the pigeon for you, and I looked over and over and over as Gary was talking, and the pigeon is just there. I don't see any other animals. It's just pigeon. So what it's saying about the pigeon is it's an unusual bird, although most people think of it as a pest in the city environment. It has very unique characteristics. It is also tied to very gentle and loving archetypal energies. Today, the word dove and pigeon are used interchangeably. Although there is a difference, the two species are related. It would be wise for anyone with a pigeon as a totem to study the characteristics of the dove as well. So I didn't know that either. Where are we? Let's see. They are reminders to us to remember that which has positively affected us from our early home life. Have we forgotten who we are? Are we falling into old patterns we vowed to remember and change? The heritage we have passed on to us through home and family, this includes the morals, the behaviors, attitudes. Draw upon them and use them. The pigeon has a long history associated with the home and with fertility. So the pigeon also has an extraordinary homing sense. It knows how to find its way back home no matter how far it has gone, and I'm looking at another book to get a little more here. You're about to receive an important message from an unexpected source in an unexpected way. Keep your mind on the goal. That's just ahead. Stay with it, and you will get there. No matter where you are in the world, you can draw on the feeling of home by closing your eyes, remembering what it was like, and breathing and feeling it. If you're going through any kind of struggle, look to your family and close friends for support and compassion. So that's what the pigeon is, and it's come in here to give you some inspiration and some guidance, along with Gary's reading.
Yeah, and I also think of pigeons as bringing messages, so maybe the message is be in harmony, seek harmony, find harmony, and be in love. Hope that helps
you,
Sierra.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, you too, and you can always listen back on the archives, all you folks, to listen to hear what we've said, because I won't remember it. Jan may or may not. Y'all may or may not, but I know I won't. So be sure and check back on the archives. And we've got 3 more callers in here. We're going to try and get to all you folks. We've got 208, 541, and 206. We're moving to 208 right now. Let me see. 208, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Kelly, how you doing?
Kelly, how are you, girl?
Kelly!
Hey! I didn't see you in chat today. I was like, oh! October was like, she doesn't go into chat when she's reading. I was like, I understand that. I totally get that. Yes, I do.
Right. I can't do both at the same time. And it's amazing because when you used to do the chat when you were on, though, and that is so amazing that you could do that. I couldn't possibly do it.
Oh, don't close the door on it. Yes, you can. It's like I had to learn.
Well, maybe.
Took me a while.
I know. I think if I once I start doing it, I need to just start doing it and see and
yeah.
so that I can be in there and relate to people in there. But anyway, so glad you're here.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for taking my call here. I just had one of those quick questions. It's like in general, I'm kind of wondering. I look around and see some of the stuff that's happening. You know, we're having some, I'll say some great heavenly signs and that kind of stuff. And this ISUN, I don't know, the meteorite or whatever, that's ISUN or Nibiru, you know, whatever, whichever one you subscribe to. I was wondering if anybody else had what we could only label as laugh attacks on Friday. I know that I got the giggles really bad. I've talked to several other, called into several other, you know, talked to other people who also said they embarrassed themselves publicly on Friday because they got out to the grocery store, to the post office, to different places, and they just had laugh attacks. And I understand it from the terms of my 11-year-old got hit with some kind of energy, and he's been doing it for about the past week. He just was like, would like randomly bust out laughing for no reason. I went, okay, maybe he's more open to it. And it's like I was kind of getting after him and saying, you know, what is with you? And then Friday I found out, it's like I couldn't keep a straight face to save my life. I laughed. I was like, I'm staying home, you know. I'm not going to go out in public and embarrass myself. What kind of energy is coming
wow.
in here, man?
Kelly, I could
wow.
add a little bit to that. Last Friday, the 8th, was my birthday. I turned 22 times 3. I actually did.
All
I
right.
turned 22 times 3. So, yeah, I was laughing just like you folks are. So, laughing because another year slipped by and I went, wow, that was fast.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Can we do a short reading for you, Kelly?
Yes, please. I would like
would
to
you...
like to know why I got the giggles now. What else is going on?
Do you want a stone reading or an animal reading or which? Or a card?
Can I have a little bit of both? Can I do a little bit of double dip? Because, I'd like to have both.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You give her some animal, and I'm going to be charging up these stones, Jan, and when you
okay.
finish the animal, I'll take over and do a quick stone reading. And we've got two more callers,
awesome.
541 and 206. Hope we can get you both in. So we got
okay.
about
okay. Hope I can get it.
10 minutes left.
Okay. So, Kelly, I just saw a whole bunch of animals. Oh, my God, you are, like, surrounded. And so I'm just going to go really fast here, okay, because we don't.
Sure.
So raccoon right away, raccoon. In spite of any doubts you may have, the resources you need for current situation are readily available. There's some sort of deception going on around you that you can discern by listening to and trusting your intuition. Rather than being goal-oriented, this time for indulging your curiosity and open-ended exploration. Pay close attention to signs and omens that suggest you're getting messages from the ancestors of your deceased loved ones. It's important to remain emotionally and mentally flexible for the next few days, as events will require you to adapt to rapidly changing circumstances. And I just want to go really fast. I don't know if that
sure,
says anything.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
And
that makes
go.
A lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Oh,
keep going,
it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was the very first one that came in. And where is it? And then I saw several more, but I'm going to the last one because it shows up. It just shows up so strongly, and it's the bear, and I love the bear. And so let's see, let's get to the page where it just goes right there to it, and it says, set up clear boundaries and don't compromise, even if pressured. Ask for what you want, whether or not you feel you'll get it. Get going on that creative project you have in mind. Take some time out from your usual routines and spend some time in solitude. You may be in need of physical or emotional healing. Be gentle and show your love to those you're close to. To find answers to your questions, go inside rather than reading or consulting others. And it says you're assertive and confident with a strong presence. You're a powerful healer, whether your focus is physical, emotional, or spiritual. And winter is definitely a period to honor your need for quiet, solitude, and alone time, whereas spring is a time to act on the opportunities before you. You're very independent, preferring to do things yourself rather than asking for help, and you're a survivor. And that's what the bear said.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that in you. Really cool totem. That's a strong totem.
Yeah, even though it sleeps through the winter. I like that. I like that sleep part. That's good.
Would you like a quick 3 months, Kelly?
You betcha. You betcha.
Okay. Like I said, this will probably be quick. We've got about 9 minutes, so I'm going to do about 2 minutes, and we'll try to get these two more callers in, 541 and 206. So, Kelly, the stones are pretty warm. All you have to do is say drop.
Drop them. You betcha.
You're ready to go. Wow, everybody's got love in their at the top part of this. And if you're not in love, it certainly feels like you're getting a whole fresh feeling about it. You're also doing a lot of organization, about planning, about business, about what you need to do, about what the next decisions are to move forward your career, your life, and make your responsibilities work easier, that sort of thing, both with finances and with not being kind of like weighed down in details or so forth. Because as you go through the second and third week here, you're going to be doing a lot of reorganization and just setting things in a completely new direction as far as so you accomplish more with less.
Right.
And by the third and fourth week here, not only are you accomplishing more with less and getting a lot of fresh plans and things organized and so forth, but all of a sudden you're going through this thing from about the fourth and fifth and sixth week here where there's a lot of spiritual transformation that's going to really liberate you. It's going to bring you to the next period of your life that's sort of almost divorced from the difficulties you've been through or the frustrations, and open up this part from about the sixth to the ninth week here where you're thinking outside your box, you're trying new things, you're a lot of new opportunities, you're sort of just breaking out of not only old patterns, but you're finding new fishing holes almost, it feels like, new opportunities.
That's cool.
And by the end
of
this three,
too.
Yeah, and by the end of this three-month period, again, it's short and sweet, this is 3 months in 2.5 minutes, both emotionally around your place and around your environment, you're getting into a period of balance and of harmony that's sort of like you haven't been in a while. So this is very comforting to you.
Yeah.
And you're going to start creating that real good sense of balance and harmony here just in the next couple of weeks. So that's kind of short and sweet, Kelly. I hope that makes a little sense to you.
Oh, that makes a lot. You guys are both. You're both so on target. That is really, I'll tell you what's really going on another day, but that is absolutely where I'm at. It's like, you know, I love it. Love your reading. Okay.
You got
thanks
a lot
for taking
of luck.
My, cool. my call today.
Thanks.
You got,
thanks,
got a lot
Kelly.
Of luck going on, girl.
Yeah, I do.
Stick with it, okay?
She's very positive.
Okay,
definitely.
Kelly, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. We are got two more callers. Hope we can get to y'all. This is area code 541. Are you there, 541?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
My name is Anna.
Anna, okay. Would you like, do you have a specific question? Would you like a general reading? You want a little animal insight from Jane?
I would like kind of a general reading with a little romantic and health focus.
Okay. And Jan, you be checking out the animals because I'm going to do about a two-minute reading here, give you about 2 minutes, and then we're going to get to area code 206 and hopefully get you in as well, 206. So, Anna, I'm charging these stones up, and all you have to do is say drop whenever you feel like it.
Drop.
There you go, girl. You have Venus right at the top. So this is, and you've got the moon pointing to it. So this is a really perfect time for you to reevaluate how you see yourself in a very empowering way, because it's going to overshadow everything else that's coming in this 3 month period. It's the highest stone, and it's near the circle. So as you go through this first week and a half or two, let all the Venus qualities, love qualities, all those sorts of things really empower you and really re-inspire you, because it's going to help you create a whole new fresh sense of purpose, of dreams. It's going to help you go through a lot of like planning and strategy, not only with how you see yourself emotionally, but how you want to move other aspects of your life forward, how you want to have a whole new fresh vision of what your plans are and so forth. So really make use of the fact that this is a time for you to just feel at peace, feel calm and so forth, and allow yourself to see these next steps in the road because not only will you start seeing by the second and third week here, but by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, there's been a lot cleared out as far as issues about you, about the past, about relationships and so forth, about struggles, and it certainly seems like some have been with men. And that's going to lead you up to the seventh and eighth and ninth week here where all these fresh doors are opening. And from the ninth to the 12th week, again, going kind of fast, girl, ninth to the 12th week here, you have the commitment stone, luck stone, you've got the magic stone, you've got the love stone, and Mercury. So you're making a lot of good decisions and having a lot of fresh feelings about love and relationships that are actually going to work for you from the ninth to the 12th week. So even in this first couple days and week, allow yourself to see your beauty. That's all in your harmony, in your greatness, and don't shortchange yourself. Because as you do, you're going to find a completely new framework to see yourself in and fresh aspirations. And with that, I hope you're happy, Anna. I'm going to turn you over to Jan for a quick animal. We got about 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
I saw a few animals for you, but the main one was the turtle. And it says, the turtle feels a deep connection with Mother Earth. Our teaching is about finding harmony within yourself and with our world. By doing so, you make the planet a better place for others as well as for yourself. So this is a both loving and wise animal. But it also says that you may be taking on too many of the problems and troubles of others. So slow down and take your time and enjoy the scenery. And be patient, determined, and stick with what you know. At this time, pay particular attention to the shifting sensations in your body as these are energetically resonating with subtle changes in the vibrations of the earth. It's time to change to a vegetarian diet, if only for a few days. And then by moving through your life more slowly and attentively, you'll discover a great deal of wisdom emerging from unexpected sources and that you'd otherwise miss by being in a hurry. So get out on the land and walk around a bit about half your usual pace, using this as a meditation. And that's what it says.
All right. Well, thank you.
Hope that resonates. Well, yeah, sure.
And you can always listen back on the archives, Anna, and sort through it and find some new meaning.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you, girl.
So much.
Thank you for tuning
okay,
in. You
sure.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye.
We've got about 2 minutes.
Bye.
Area code 206.
Okay.
Are you there? 206, you there? Oops, excuse me. I've got to get you on. This is acting a little slow, 206. Be patient with me.
Sure.
Okay, 206. Yeah, can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
Yes, and who are we speaking with?
This is Callie Gary. Hi, Jan.
Callie!
Hi.
Oh, my God. Callie sang at my wedding. She's a phenomenal singer, Gary. Gary's a singer, too, Callie.
Bro,
oh,
Gary's
yeah,
a musician. Gary's not much
He's
of a singer.
Musician.
Gary faked it for a
oh,
long
yes,
time.
Oh, yes, you are. Callie's a superstar singer. She was a star in the Las Vegas shows and all over the world. She's fantastic. But Gary is too. Oh, my God, I'm so glad. Okay, I won't talk anymore. So glad you called.
That's awesome.
Well, Callie, glad to meet you. We've got only about a minute, but I'll tell you what, I'll cover 3 months in 45 seconds if you want.
You bet.
Okay, my dear, we've got about 45 seconds, and all you have to do is say drop.
Drop.
Drop. All right. Boy, times are ready for you. You're ready to move forward in commitments and responsibilities. In fresh dreams and new hopes and new aspirations, all with commitments, you've got the magic stone right in the center. You've got a lot of good energy happening for yourself, and I think you know what I'm talking about. Just in the next couple days and week, you're going to feel fresh new inspiration about everything from relationships on. And again, I've only got 45 seconds. I've got 20 left. By the fourth and fifth week here, a lot of power coming into play. By the sixth and seventh week, a lot of things in the past let go of, and by the 9th to 12th week is when you're really going to expand. And that's all the time we have, my dear. So tune back in
Thank
next
you
week,
so
okay?
Much. That sounds you, right on. Thank you very much. Spot on. And Jan, I love you, and thank you guys very much for all you do.
Love you too, Callie. I'm so glad you called in. Call back in, too.
You bet.
Love
I
you.
Sure will. Okay, love
God
you
bless
too.
Y'all. Tune back in
Bye-bye
next
now.
Week.